Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. World won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell.
You ready, girl?
Yeah.
We share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening out there. It is Think Thursday. Yay, yay, yay. You know, this show, every host on this show is August born. We're all Leos here. And, you know, Leos celebrate the whole month of August. We're still at it. We have Miss Gloria Malone coming on. I'm not going to keep her too long. She has some things to do. She's still celebrating. Her birthday was August 2nd. And Miyoshi Marie's birthday was August 2nd also. She had a party, her first birthday party in life on Saturday night, and my family surprised me and gave me a surprise party. Mario Tate, the Tate Experience, took care of it all. You know, I've been to a lot of his events. I know how what he's about, but I was mesmerized, surprised, and totally satisfied. We had a wonderful, wonderful time. Everyone in that room had two vaccinations. They had their temperature checked, and they had to show their cards. Otherwise, they were not coming across that threshold. My nieces are very tricky, but they know their auntie, and they know the way that it had to be done. And I can say that they did a wonderful job. But I'm still celebrating, you know, August, last 31 days, and we'll be doing something for 31 days. But on that note, I want to share this with you. You know, it's not a question of your environment or those around you, nor what any organization or leaders may be like. To be swayed by such externals is pointless. It all comes down to one person, you. What matters is that you become a brilliant beacon, shining with joy and happiness, and live your life with confidence and courage. If you shine with a radiant light, there can be no darkness in your light. And I know I was beaming, beaming, beaming. I've lit a lot of candles, and my path was brightened up for me. Thank you again to each and every one of you out there. Before we get started, I'm just going to play this because this is what it's all about.
Up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love,
lovely day. And if you don't have anybody's eyes to look into, when you wake up in the mirror, look in the mirror and say it to yourself. Okay, because keep in mind, it all starts with you. And we have Miss Gloria Melly on with us to tell us how to keep ourselves balanced and checking that blood pressure. She's going to be short and sweet today, so write really, really fast. Gloria, are you on the air with Waking Up with Linda McShann?
I am. I am right here, Miss Linda.
Well, hello.
And I just want to say that I had a... Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You know how I get over here.
No, I was just going to piggyback on what you were saying about the party. It was an experience.
Mm-hmm.
The Kate and McShane experience. I had a wonderful time.
Okay.
I tell you. Those Leos, girl.
What did we put a toast? We put a toast in the room, and we said, "Well, all the Leos stand up," and it was the whole darn room. I said, "This is
the whole
room. We need to get our water hoses." Okay, yeah, it was very nice. But I think you was in on it too. You was kind of sneaky. You knew what was going on. They had to, because you was asking some strange questions. So I knew they had contacted, and they kept it away from me because Auntie don't like surprises. But they know me well enough to know whatever they surprise me with, it better be up, and it better be right, else we will end the show. Well, I'm glad you were there. You could attend. There's many, many people that I couldn't get to because I didn't know anything about it. But if I have to invite people, I'm going to have to get a warehouse, okay, because I know people.
Okay.
And all good people.
Yes,
and, you know, so it kind of like I was upset because a few people that I would have liked to have been there to eat that jambalaya and those key lime pies, yeah, he worked it out.
Oh, my God.
Because everybody probably got it this week eating that. And one thing I'd like to say, when you have entertainment, you know, the color scheme was blue roses, right? And did you see that tuxedo jacket that he had with those brocaded blue roses embedded in? Now, that's when I'm telling you,
Thank God, you go all the way. Yes, indeed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's
and
no joke.
And don't miss them shoes.
Oh, no. Oh,
girl.
Yeah. They are, yeah. Yeah,
oh,
he
my
has
God.
It going on. He goes, he's a perfectionist. And like I said, I've attended
many of
his events. And I know his work, but I have never experienced, I was on the receiving end this time, and it just kept a smile on my face. As a matter of fact, I still got a smile on my face. I'm going to keep it on my face until August 31st, because we're going to celebrate every day. That's what the Leos do. Okay, I'm going to let you run, because
all right.
I know you're still moving out there.
I'm still moving, girl, trying to keep it all together. But I just wanted to come in and... I guess reiterate, because every time I come on, I'm usually talking about, you know, some way to do things naturally to help us stay as healthy as we can. And because one in three of us here in this country has blood pressure issues, it's something to, you know, to put a little focus on. You know, because we if we don't have it ourselves, we know somebody who does.
Mm-hmm.
And the good thing about it is that it responds very well to, eating a rainbow of colors for better health and helping to keep your blood pressure low.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm going to do is share a couple of things that you can do to help support a healthy blood pressure with dietary and lifestyle modifications. And that's what we've been talking about, throughout this time, that there's nothing we can do about our genes. Those are ours. But we can, when the genes coincide with our diet and our lifestyle, that's where the blood pressure comes in at. Because I was reading some stuff about the Kalahari people, the Kalahari Bushmen, and the traditional pygmies of the sub-Saharan Africa.
Mm-hmm.
They said, I can't remember the types of foods that they ate, but of course, you know, it was all natural because we're talking about at the beginning. that when they did something to find out, you know, the nutritional breakdown of the diet that they used, they found that they used about 10,500 milligrams of potassium a day. Now, put that against what Americans consume, which is around 2,800 milligrams of potassium a day. So, of course, you know, that protected them. They didn't have anything near the incidence of high blood pressure, you know, that modern man had. And so, but there are things, of course, that we know, food that has, that is high in potassium. But before I get into that, that comes under one of the modifications. It comes under the dietary changes. And so, and you know, I try to keep it scientific and evidence-based. So this is coming from the National Institute of Health. But it says that if we reduce our carbs to like 100 grams a day or less, and lower our sugar intake, that helps to lower our blood pressure. Mm-hmm. And then an increase in dietary potassium. So some of the places that we get potassium from are fruits and vegetables, as you know, spinach, bananas, avocados, sweet potatoes, spinach, I said spinach, broccoli, watermelon. I'm sure there are many others. These are just a few. But they are high in potassium concentrate. And also eating three servings of cold water fish like salmon, tuna, mackerel, and sardine are excellent choices. And somewhere I read, too, that if that one thing was done per week, you know, eating those three servings of cold water fish, that it could take the place of, say, a blood pressure medication.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, we can always use food. Who was it? Hippocrates that came up with this thing about food as your medicine and medicine as your food.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing. I'm a big sardine fan. In fact, I'm always looking for the Moroccan sardines because of the quality and of them, and they're very good. And also increasing our dietary intake of magnesium, or we can take a magnesium supplement. But, of course, you know, whole foods is always the best way to go. But increasing the magnesium and potassium in our dietary diet, they say it's just as effective as a prescription medication. So when I read that, I was like, whoa, okay. Well, I do need to, but no, I get that from chocolate. I was going to say, I do need to increase my magnesium. When I looked at the foods that are included in it, like nuts, you know, we eat our walnuts at least once a day, seeds, spinach, beets, greens, and chocolate are the highest food sources of magnesium. So, like if, you know, someone wanted to use a supplement, magnesium form, it says that magnesium glycinate is a good form of magnesium to use to help you with lowering your blood pressure. The other modification would be lifestyle changes. And so maintaining a healthy weight, of course, exercising regularly, getting 7 to 9 hours of sleep each night, increasing our vitamin D levels. We can do that by going outside, making sure, you know, when the sun is out, we get at least 20 minutes of it, you know, sun. That'll increase our vitamin D levels. And in the wintertime, of course, you can take a supplement. The other one is meditating and practicing deep breathing. Those are some of the lifestyle changes that we could incorporate into our daily life. So, you know, I always recommend getting our nutrients from whole food instead of, you know, relying on supplements. But in the short term, supplements are, you know, they do have a pretty good impact because, like I was saying, so in the summer we could naturally get it from the sun. But when we don't have as much sun in some areas of the country, you know, they don't have as much sun as we do here, maybe in sunny California. So you can use vitamin D supplements, you know, in a case like that. But, you know, you always want to try to get the most natural source of, you know, everything that you can.
So you're saying basically to get out and get at least 20 minutes of that sun shining down on you daily. Yeah, okay. Well, I'll have to uncrown myself. The sun can't get to my crown because I keep it covered, but I guess I could remove that brim and sit for 20 minutes.
Yeah, for 20 minutes.
Yeah, to soak up, to get some vitamin D. But I take the supplements anyway. Going out there, and you said you love sardines. I don't really care for sardines. When I was a child, you know, they used to put sardine oil on your jaws when you had the mumps. I remember that as a child.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's, you know, because they was all natural back there. And you had the mumps.
Right.
They would put that sardine oil, you know, around the throat and on the, yeah, and I remember smelling it. So when I was going to summer camp, I think I was at Bishop College because in high school I was a fire baton twirler, and they would send us off to summer camp at Bishop, right? And they would send us the care packages, you know, little cookies and stuff. But everybody had cans of sardines. And they would be sitting up in the middle of the bed opening up those cans of sardines. And I smelled that smell again.
And that smell,
I remember it from a child. So I'm not one. I don't even think I've ever eaten a sardine. But the cold tuna, I can go with the tuna. And I can go with the chocolate and the spinach I love. So I should just have a spinach patch out there. I can eat it any way you bring it to me. Of course, we grab the handful of nuts that you made the great suggestion of putting it in a clear container so when you walk by it, you can see it. You just grab a handful. So you get your intake
that way.
So you're saying lifestyle, Gloria, 7 to 9 hours sleep. Well, I'm going to have to add on to that. The meditation is no problem, and the deep breathing is no problem. So you're saying modifications of this is taking care of a healthy diet and a lifestyle.
Right.
And that would lower that. And the stress, you know, there's people that like to rush and do last-minute stuff. When you rush yourself like that sends that pressure up also. You might not even be aware of it. So that's why I'm a plan ahead of time, girl, leaving openings for crisis management, but they got me and my blood pressure. Did you notice they had thermometer checkers? They were not playing up in there. Let me check everybody's temperature. Your blood pressure rise up in here.
Yes.
But I promise I'm a person of my word. I'm looking at our time here. I know that you have another engagement, and I'm going to ask you to wrap it up, and whatever we forgot about, we can pick it up for next week. I'm not going to hold you. I keep my word.
Yes, you do. Before I go, though, I do want to share a couple of other supplements that are good for lowering blood pressure.
Okay.
Coenzyme Q10. And
okay.
Of course, garlic.
Okay.
Anywhere from 500 to 1,000 milligrams of magnesium a day. Now, this liposomal vitamin C, I've never tried that form of vitamin C, but the juice from 2 lemons a day. When you ingest that, you're getting the equivalent of this vitamin C that they're talking about.
Two
lemons a day will help to some of the things that helps to lower the blood pressure and calcium.
Mm-hmm.
So again, if you eat greens, you're getting calcium. So that's one of the good sources of calcium and magnesium. All of that is in calcium and magnesium is in, you know, a lot of the leafy greens that we eat.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're doing the right thing. It's just a little tweaks here and there that we need to do. But the juice of two lemons is an easy one.
Because so do you
right
mix
now,
it in your
like
food?
Drink water.
You
no,
mix
I,
it in
I
your food or your
water?
Water. Okay.
I juice it and store it in my water and just
okay.
drink on it. And that's something simple we can do, you know, because, I mean, lemon has so many benefits, and especially the liver loves solid things.
Mm.
I found that out when I was taking an acupuncture course.
Mm-hmm.
That the liver loves sour things. It loves, like, lemons and limes and any type of citrus fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And so all those things also help to, you know, to keep the blood thin so it won't be clogging up things. You know, it helps
okay.
to have a smooth delivery. Because that's where, you know, blood pressure is all about is, you know, making sure that your blood is able to move through your veins like it needs to.
Mm.
And so lemon can help facilitate that. And
mm.
so that's what I want to leave you guys with. It's just something very simple. Any and everybody can do it. Well, any and everybody might not be able to. Some people are allergic to citrus, so in that case, I wouldn't, you know, recommend it. But for those who can, you know, drink lemon juice or have lemon or any type of citrus fruit, it's to your better health.
Now, apple cider vinegar, does that fall in the category of I know it's bitter. Could that take the place of lemon?
It doesn't take the place of lemon, but it has its own place in
mm-hmm.
things that are good for blood pressure. And apple cider vinegar is one of those things. The liver also likes it because of its bitterness. So, yes, to that question. A tablespoon or two a day, you know, in your water with your lemon, you can kill two birds with one stone. Really three, the water, the lemon, and the, what was the other thing? And apple cider vinegar.
Yeah, it was a drink, and I'm trying to figure it out. It's like you get sparkling water, okay, a thing of sparkling
okay.
water, maybe two tablespoons of apple cider vinegar, put ice in a glass, and you pour it over it. But it's something else that goes in there. I have it, and you drink it, and it's almost like a spritzer, but it's good for you.
That
because
sounds
it,
good.
Yeah, it
yeah.
takes the inflammation out your body, you know, if you're, you know, swollen
oh,
or
yeah.
things of that nature. I'll find that third ingredient, but I know it's the sparkling water, the apple cider vinegar. Oh, I got it. Apple
and it's not lemon?
Apple juice.
What was
that's
it?
What it is.
Oh, okay.
And you
oh,
pour it over ice, and it's refreshing. It tastes good, and it takes and it does its work. It's really yeah.
Yeah.
It's I think one of the technicians was telling me about it, but it really tastes good. So it's an apple juice,
mm-hmm.
and you can go with the concentrate. I like unfiltered apple juice either way, and the vinegar, apple cider vinegar,
mm-hmm.
and that seltzer water gives it that fizz. So it's just sort of like
that.
Drinking a spritzer, and I guess you could have it in the morning
good.
And the evening. So I'm going to put my little bit in there. Just call me Dr. Linda today. I need to mix all this
hey.
Stuff up in a big pot
hey.
And let all of this birthday
flow through
me.
Okay.
All right.
Well, all righty then.
Well, I'm going to say the last thing you said, Miss Melion, giving us today. Just take those two lemons and juice them. Mix them in your water. Throw them where you want to throw them, and that will take care of that. And I did not
there
know that the liver liked bitter stuff. So I'm getting ready
yes.
to make it prune
mm-hmm.
all up over here because I will juice
yep.
the lemons and go. And on that note, we love you. We were trying to see Miss Neosha Marie. You know, that millennium, she might be in the Bahamas somewhere because she's still celebrating. And I will say happy birthday to you. Thank you for being here with us.
I'm back
and we're not going to hold you any longer. And we shall talk to you later. And please be safe out there. Be careful out there. And I will talk with you later. And thank you again for breaking your celebration time and joining us today, because I don't know if we're going to do Find It Out Friday, because we have some things to do in the community, you know, so I'll think about that. Okay, I will talk with you later, Gloria. Thank you, thank you. Gloria Melion, giving us the way to reduce the blood pressure.
All right.
It's been a while, I'm not who I was before. You look surprised, your words don't burn me anymore. Been meaning to tell ya, but I guess it's clear to see. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. Can't be bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Careful with your ego, he's the one that we should blame. Had to grab my heart back, God knows something had to change. Thought that you'd be happy, I found the one thing I need. Why you mad? It's just a brand new kind of me. It took a long, long time to get here. When you're wrong, if I walk a little taller, I've been under you too long.
Breaking up with Linda Michelle.
I know you said it, girl.
Michelle and
Kev.
Yeah. Ooh.
Say woo. Breaking
up. Share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate,
and collaborate.
That's right, we're moving into segment number two. We got Meosha Marie coming on, our number two birthday girl. I know she's still celebrating. We all celebrate the whole month of August here. Meosha Marie, how are you? Are you on with us with Waking Up to Care and Share this evening?
Yes, I am. Happy Thursday, everyone. What's up, Wisdom?
What's up is I'm seeing them beautiful pictures of you in that beautiful, beautiful dress celebrating your wonderful birthday. We were celebrating at the same time. They surprised me, but I was feeling you. We were moving in spirit, but that was a gorgeous. You looked like that beautiful sunflower that you are. And again, happy birthday.
So
you know, Gloria and you is born on the same day you're born. Both of you guys.
Right, you told me.
Yes, so, yep, she was partying too. We was all partying. We still partying. I'm going to be quiet and let you tell us what is Step It Up. I couldn't wait to hear about this.
Yes, so we're not going to be long tonight. We're going to be short. I have to catch a flight in the next hour.
Okay.
Happy birthday, Lyndon, my fellow Leo, my soldier, my warrior, my queen of the jungle. You looked amazing as well. Tonight's topic is called Step It Up, because as we all know, we have four more months before we enter into a new year, which is year 2022. And for me, I'm just like, I have stepped it up. I feel amazing. I feel great. I feel motivated. I feel like when I run, fire is just, smoke is just literally behind me. But I just feel like just giving hope to the people that's just kind of slacking, kind of slowing down. I need you guys to pick it up. Do not give up. It's still hope. We got 4 more months before we enter a new year, a new dimension with new possibilities and endless possibilities and just immaculate surprises. But we still have to finish 2021, and it's not over with. I hate when people say, I can't wait till this year is over. What this year over has to do with next year coming, because as you know, you still going to bring in the same thing you brought in last month or, you know, the day before, because every day we live in, it's a process, it's a journey. So we have to understand it and be happy going through this journey, going through this process and through this transition. I believe that everybody is transitioning in their own way, in their own authentic, unique way. And it may be hard. It may be trying. It may be painful. It may be heartless. It may feel like this, you know, it may feel like this is it. This is my life, you know. I'm about to give up, but that is the moment where the breakthrough comes, where the break comes. That's when we see the little sunshine through that peak hole, you know, going through that dark tunnel. So I just don't want you guys to give up. I feel so happy. I feel so joy in the midst of transition, in the midst of a twisted, crazy situation, but just knowing that everything is working out for my good, the bad, the ugly, and the all in between. And I just want to encourage you guys to see your situation in the same way. Yeah, it may be twisted and ugly. You may not know what's going on, but don't get discouraged. I'm letting you know it's light at the end of the tunnel. It's light inside your tunnel because you are the light, and we need you to shine. So don't allow your light to dim because of your situation or because of disappointment or because, you know, disencouragement from other people or other people's opinions. Forget everybody. I have literally reached a point in my life at the age of 35. It took me 35 years to really put the middle finger up and say, F everyone, this is my life. I know clearly my purpose, who I am, you know, who I am called to be, and I'm going to clearly walk in that, and I know what I'm supposed to do. And I don't need your opinions. I just need you guys to sit back and watch. That's all I need you to do. And I need you guys to have that same mentality, that same motivation, and that same dedication. That putting a middle finger up, saying F everybody, even your situation, that's trying to bring you down, even depression or fear or any insecurities that's rumbling up inside of you. Put the middle finger up and say, I'm going to need y'all to sit down and just watch what I'm going to do. And just work it and just work your magic. I have said it once before, and I'm going to continue to say it. Everything that we need is literally within our hands. We need it. We just need time to sit down and have balance and think and have clarity. That's why we need peace around us. That is why we do not need negative notations, negative people, or negative thoughts rambling around our peaceful and serene environment. So if you have that, I need you guys to cut it off right now. You don't need it in your life or where you're going. Cut it off. Step it up. That 4 more months, I need you to step it up. I need you to keep running that race. Slow down. Only slow down for a sip of water. But we on a journey. We on a marathon. Got to keep running.
All right.
So when I'm talking to you guys, I'm literally talking to myself and motivating myself and kicking myself up and patting myself on the back, because the only person you can depend on and believe in yourself is you. Because if you don't, nobody else will.
That's true.
Yes.
You're absolutely correct. Well, that's my what's up. She going to let you have it.
Yes.
Well, you got to get to the airport. You all packed. There's no telling where you're going to end up. I know you like to hit those clouds, or wherever it is, please continue to enjoy. Please.
I will. And happy Thursday, everyone. I want to tell my ladies to keep your head up, legs closed, eyes open. To my men, stand tall, don't fall, stay woke, everyone. Peace and blessings, everyone.
Peace and be safe and have a ball out there. I'll talk to you on your return. Love you. That's right. As Miyoshi Marie told us, we have to keep ourselves motivated and dedicated, and even in crazy situations, look for peace only, you know. So in order to do that, you have to know yourself, and you have to be fearless about whatever you do. Now, I found a place today. I love good food. And being Southern, I know good food when I see it and taste it. I found this place, America's Famous Wings. They're located on Santa Monica Boulevard at 5920 Santa Monica Boulevard in Los Angeles. That's like in a little shopping mall near Santa Monica and Van Ness. But when I tell you that the food was fresh, 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 most of the time you see advertisement pictures, and they have the picture looking all good, but that food looks just as good as the pictures and tastes even better. Very, very clean. Very, very friendly. It was like a happy place. The food, they make their own mixes, their buffalo wing sauces and several sauces that I tried in there, and they were all fresh, their own secret sauce. And the taste, you know, you can tell when you're eating something that has good grease. It's not old, and it's beautiful in there. They have artwork all over the place. So just to go in and sit down and look at the beautiful artwork. It is America's Famous Wings, and one of the chefs there is Badshaw. So when you go in, ask for Badshaw. It's nicely priced. They have all types of from shrimp to poor boys to just anything that you want, and they will deliver. So that's America's Famous Wings, 5920 Santa Monica Boulevard. You want to give them a call. It's 323-498-0036. Again, that number is 323-498-0036. And the website is www.americasfamouswings.com. Go on and take a look at it. Have a wonderful evening. We're still checking to see if we're going to have Find It Out Friday for you, because we're trying to find out how many more birthday celebrations we have to go through the month of August. And we have some work to do in the community, so watch the postings, please. If we're not on for Find It Out Friday, we'll tell you about it on Monday to give you some more information to be mindful for. We love you, as Miyoshi Marie say. Keep the motivation and the dedication. And as Gloria Melion said, just squeeze two lemons and put it in your water. That'll take care of that situation. So listen back. Take your notes. Stay happy out there. And keep celebrating with all of us Leos. Everyone on this show is a Leo. Even my professor that comes in, the life coach, I said, we're celebrating our birthdays. And she said, mine is Monday. That is ironic, okay? Very ironic, very, very mystic. We love you. Enjoy.
Make me the path for that I mustn't fear.
Collaborate.
We give,
showing others how to live.